Always Holding to Smallville is brought to you by listeners like you. Nathan McKenzie, Dallas Hernandez, Gavante Chillis, Chris Fuchs, Joe Mickendo, Steve Rogers, Thomas Navin, Tim Miller, John Curcio, Atif Sheik, Molly Ficarella, Trayvon Brady, Mike Franz, John Lloyd, Mariana Sachi, Alana Gibbs, Rachel Miller, Casey Cochran, Andrew Parker, Nick Ryan Magdoza, Becca Zeifel, Eddie Bissell, Cameron Minard, Dylan D'Antonio, Nicholas Fansler, Catherine Caldwell, Kathleen Holland, Tom Gerke, T. Hamill, Nicholas Cosso, Jared Gibbs, Erica Flynn, Darren Kirch, and Jessica Kaminsky. Thank you so much to all these patrons, and you too can become a patron by going to patreon.com/alwaysmallville with one S. Hope to see you there.
Hey guys, this is Laura Vandervoort. I played Kara Kent / Supergirl on Smallville, and you are listening to Always Hold On to Smallville.
Welcome to Always Holding to Smallville. Crisis Special!
Heyo!
Number one. Because those last three were number zero, number 0.1, and number 0.2. I was sitting on 0.3 for when they announced Michael Rosenbaum was going to come back. I had it all planned out. You know, I had a picture picked out. It was great.
Not going to be able to do it.
No, maybe not. Maybe he's filming right now in L.A.
You never
Who knows? So... Crisis on Infinite Earths, part one of five.
Yeah, man.
Tonight on the CW, this is live. I'm your host, Kevin Smith. I'm here with Mark Bernard. What's up, Mark?
I'm doing great, Kev.
Fat man. Mark Bernard doesn't talk like Kevin Smith. Anyway.
It's just fun to get that.
We
across.
Watched about 5 minutes of the Kevin Smith. Because obviously I recorded it, but I was like, I'm not going to watch this right now. We got a podcast to do.
Yeah.
I got to post this tonight. I don't even know if I'm going to go back and watch it. I watched 5 minutes of Kevin Smith being Kevin Smith. I was like, oh, I got to watch this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hunker down in my Fortress of Solitude. You know what I'm saying?
Means.
Like, what are you talking about, Kevin Smith? I love Kevin Smith. Although, it's funny they had a Mark Bernardin on there. This is the Crisis Aftermath show we're talking about off the top here. It's funny he had Mark Bernardin on there because when Kevin Smith started Fat Man on Batman, it was just Kevin Smith. He's like, yeah, I'm talking to Mark Hamill, man.
Well, like, it started off with just like him, and then he started like having guests who had something to do with Batman, and then he had Bernardin on for his commentaries on the movies. And then they just kind of stuck, and he became like the co-host. And they just started.
He just became the right. He just stayed, and then now it's Fat Man Beyond because Kevin Smith's not fat anymore. But anyway, all that to say.
Mark Bernardin, man.
This night. Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 1, man. Let me tell you.
Batman, Cacophony and Widening Gyre, man.
Where is Widening Gyre Part 2? We started listening to that podcast 7 years ago, and I went and I bought both. Anyway,
we're
really burying the lead here. Crisis on Infinite Earths is finally here.
Yeah.
I was underwhelmed. I did not care for Part 1. What are your thoughts, Lance?
Yeah, but I kind of...
rip that Band-Aid off and get right down to it.
I kind of expected it. Right, like there's a lot to get across in this first thing, and a lot of this was a lot of setup.
Okay, well here, let's just. What did you like it?
It was all right.
I thought it was fine, but I was underwhelmed. Okay,
I thought it was all right. My expectations for this were not like we're not going to get any of the epic stuff.
Yeah, until at least
until later, like until part three, really.
Well, part two and Tom Welling and Eckhart Rance. Eckhart Rance appeared in this episode.
Yes, she
briefly.
Did.
I was like, oh, are they going to save her and she's going to meet Lois Lane now?
Nah.
So remember when they were like, Erica Durant is in multiple episodes?
Yeah.
Maybe this was her multiple episode.
Hey, they weren't lying.
Oh, boy. So, part one, Crisis on Infinite Earths, starts out really cool. It's like, in the beginning, there was nothing. It's the monitor. He's giving us an exposition of the multiverse and then how Earth's, you know, multiple universes. And then we get a quick montage. Of other Earths.
Yeah.
And we start out with Earth 89.
And it was like, oh, my God.
They use the Batman theme from Danny Elfman. And it's actually, they use the matte painting, or at least a copy of it, of Batman 89 of Gotham City with the red skies. And you get this guy reading a newspaper article on a bench.
Batman captures Joker.
Yeah, Batman captures Joker, which immediately tells you that's not Earth 89.
Yeah.
So they could have picked anything. Any other villain. The Riddler,
yep.
Mr. Freeze, yep. Man-Bat, right? There is one villain or two villains you know are dead in yep. Earth 89. It's the Joker and the Penguin.
Yep.
And they said the Joker. Now, if you look at it, we actually rewound and looked at the newspaper to confirm what it said.
Yeah.
Also, the artist rendering of Batman is Jerry Ordway, mm-hmm. his artwork from the Batman 89 comic book, which is great.
Yeah.
I just don't know why they picked that headline. Also,
honestly, mostly just so like the people who have not been watching. Yeah, exactly. Mostly for people who have not watched any of these things, or for people who like who have a low capacity for some of this stuff to just understand exactly what's going on. It's like, oh, Batman. This is what we're. It's a reference to Batman 89. So they're just keeping it very surface level.
I guess so, but you could pick 1,000 other.
I agree with you, but
well, remember that headline too that from the set.
Yeah,
it was like Bruce Wayne marries socialite Selina Kyle. Uh-huh. It's a picture of Michael Keaton. It's like, well, was that supposed to be that headline?
Likely.
But that's probably what it was supposed to be. And then they probably couldn't like clear the image license or something along those lines, which I don't understand any of this works.
Yeah, same.
Because the WB owns everything.
That's correct.
So like, yeah, I can use this promotional photo from Batman 89 in my TV show if I want, yeah. Right? That's what I would assume, right? Yeah. So I'm guessing they made that, and for whatever reason they didn't use it. If it shows up on another Earth, I'm thinking it might show up down the road whenever we find Huntress from Birds of Prey.
Okay.
And that's her parents, so we'll see. We don't know.
We don't know.
So, but then, who's reading the newspaper? Robert Wool!
Robert Wool! Go Cougs, man!
Yes.
Houston's finest.
I was very pleased to see him there. I mean, he's really cool. In a fedora, like, you know, yeah, there
that
he
was,
is.
That was a nice surprise, because that's something that I was legit, like, and not expecting at all. And I'm pretty sure most people watching this had no idea that he was going to be in it.
See, I heard he was going to be in it before, because I was just so, like, too deep in, like, the gossip about it.
Oh. Okay.
And I was like, they never made an announcement. Like, Robert Wool is going to be in Christ on Infinite Earth, right?
Yeah.
So that's a nice cameo.
Yeah,
and
no,
that's
that
what cameos
great.
Are. That's great. And then we see Earth 66.
Uh-huh.
Right? Oh, by the way, before we get out of Earth 89, they see like the bat signal in the background.
Yeah, but it's the Batwoman.
Batwoman bat signal. Again, yeah, Batwoman, like, bat signal. We don't have the rights to the normal Batman logo. Like, what do you don't understand?
I don't
right?
know either. Just,
it's so weird.
Yeah.
So, nice to see him. That was a non-spoiled by the mainstream anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Little cameo. Exactly what it is. That's great. That's who you get. You get Robert Wool.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
And then we go to Earth 66.
Well, before we go
to Earth 9.
We go to Earth 9.
Why? Okay, the 9 is?
The Titans Earth from DC's, you know, the DC Universe Titans.
Yeah, but it's I like how they just picked some very generic, like, stock footage of Hawk. Aquaman.
Yeah, Aquaman, yeah.
Alan Richardson. See, remember they asked him about
they
it.
Did.
So they didn't schedule it. So they were going to actually film a little moment, I'm sure, but they just
likely.
Couldn't work it out.
Yeah.
So they just clearly used Jason Todd and Hawk
uh-huh.
looking at some like explosion.
Yeah.
And it's the Red Skies coming and destroying the Earth, right?
Yeah, and then that was pretty much it. And then
why Earth 9?
Just so they could say that they had Titans in this.
Well, no, why couldn't they call it Earth
18, the number,
right? Because didn't it premiere last year?
I think so, yeah.
Or was it the beginning of this year?
Either or.
So you could have called it Earth 18 or 19. That would have made perfect sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know why they're
Earth,
why they designated it that
9.
Yeah, I don't know.
I cannot wait till we find out. We're going to find out tomorrow night. We're going to find out tomorrow night what Earth Smallville is on.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess it's going to be 21.
Okay.
And then that would make Smallville's Earth 2, Earth 22. That's my guess. They're going to have to give it a title.
Yeah, I know.
So,
why not Earth 11?
2001.
Yeah, I know that, but why not 11?
Why not 10?
Yeah, you can make arguments
for
any of these
numbers.
There's
literal infinite possibilities. Oh,
that
we also
true.
See Earth X, and
yes,
it's the Ray,
who we
haven't seen in live action since the Crisis on Earth X, but
correct.
He had an animated show. And he's flying around there,
mm-hmm.
and I wonder if that was some stock footage or not. I'm not sure, but
who knows?
But yeah, so Earth 89 is presumably destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Earth 9 is presumably destroyed. I guess they saved the day because there's more Titans coming. Spoilers! Didn't think that one through. And then Earth X is destroyed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
Earth
granted,
53.
Yeah. Also, don't forget, you know, the like the monitor apparently like has saved some people randomly, like, you know, some of that expository dialogue. It's like, oh yeah, he got me just at the last second.
Yeah. So we'll get to that.
So you know, you never know.
And then we have Earth 66.
Yes.
And you hear right in the background. And it's this. And again, see, here's my deal. That's a great cameo. That would have blown our minds if we not known that was coming.
If we had not known,
right?
Yeah.
But they made like months ago.
That's correct.
Months ago, like Burt Ward gonna be in Crisis on Infinite Earths. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna like make him like I legitimately thought. Like, they were going to give him that much, but he'd be like CGI suit Kingdom Come Batman or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Right, and then, like, here's a holographic message from Adam West. Like, that's what I thought. When they're going to, if they're going to make a casting announcement. And so his role was the same as Robert Wool's. Like,
basically.
A one scene, reaction to the red sky, let's move on, mm-hmm. right? That's what they should have done. I guess they wanted to generate hype, but don't yes. generate hype being like, hey, Burt Ward's going to be in it. You think it's going to be a notable thing.
Correct.
Although, and hey, all credit to like the set decorators for that block of the street. It looked mm-hmm. like kind of like the retro 60s,
a little bit,
like
yeah.
The cars, the dress, you know, of everybody.
Yeah,
he's wearing some ridiculous sweater,
red
which is the
sweater.
Robin
yeah.
Clone. Now he's with Ace the Bat Hound, I guess. Burt Ward's big into like dogs. Like yeah. he has like a dog food as well. Oh. So I'm sure that's one of his like rescue German Shepherds. So,
okay.
So good on him, right? But hey, we saw Ace the Bat Hound in live action. But he's,
cool.
Dick Grayson walking his dog down yeah. the street reacts to the red skies. But it does tie everything together, which is great because you know what? We all love these other Earths and these other universes.
That's correct.
Well, they're all gone now.
Yeah.
They've all been erased. So I hope you guys are happy.
That's right.
Everything you did was for nothing.
Hey, it's supposed to make us care about this fight.
Yeah. So then we get our Crisis on Infinite Earths, right?
Yeah.
And then we come back, and this is a Supergirl episode.
Correct.
We must say this is a Supergirl's entry into
Correct.
This. So we have a lot of Supergirl characters. We're at the DEO. Mm-hmm. Those red skies are coming. And then we see Superman, Lois, and little Jonathan Kent.
That's right.
On Kandor.
But we're forgetting about another cameo, though, like right at the beginning of the episode when Supergirl first shows up.
What's that?
Wesley Crusher.
Oh, shut up, Wesley.
She essentially tells him that.
Yeah, for some reason, I guess for Big Bang Theory fans, Will Wheaton is in this.
For Big Bang Theory
right,
fans.
Right?
That's
and,
funny.
And I might have been like, oh, cool, that's Wesley Crusher, right? But they showed him in a trailer like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, the end is near. He's one of those guys like, not even Supergirl can save you. And then because some dragon starts flying around.
Yeah.
I'm not up to speed on Supergirl. Lance apparently can tell me what this dragon is.
Yeah, this it was in the first episode of this season. It's an alien that transforms into other stuff, primarily that dragon.
And it turned into a lizard at the end.
Yeah, it was only in that one episode.
Like,
and then they
how to
back.
Train Your Dragon on Crisis on Infinite Earths. Yeah. So, yeah, she's like, I guess I can save you or
yeah.
whatever. And then he runs away. It's like, hey, shut up, Wesley.
Basically.
I don't know. Will Wheaton, yeah. I would like him more if he wasn't such an integral part of the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
So anyway, she saves the day. Yes, thank you for that other cameo. Even Star Trek's getting some play in this Crisis on Infinite.
That's correct.
So then the DEO's dealing with things. We got Brainiac, who is, I think, my favorite character.
On Supergirl?
So like, he seems like he would be just the most annoying character in the world, but for some reason, I don't hate him. So therefore, he becomes my favorite. Because he has character. He has personality quirks. He's
yes.
interesting, right? Everyone else in this is like, hello, here's my plot line. I am here to, you know. Because, but that's the thing. You know, Crisis on Infinite Earths, right? It's a event. Everybody knows it.
Yes.
But does it list on anyone's top 10 comic books? No.
No.
Because it's just, let's throw all these heroes together, and it's all plot-driven, not character-driven.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's kind of informing why I was like, all right, just, I'm kind of like watching this, and like, my emotional needle did not move at all during this episode, I guess. The closest it might have gotten was we do get to Kandor, which, of course, Superman has gone to with Lois to have their son.
Yeah.
And left Earth in the stead of Supergirl, because... Mm-hmm. If Earth has Supergirl, it doesn't need Superman.
But
what have we learned, Superman? Like, you know, don't leave, because when you leave Earth, bad things happen. This has been a step. You were not Superman for 2 days in the movie, so
yeah.
it all went to hell, right?
That's right.
Superman returns, Lex Luthor comes back out of jail. Like,
yeah, he was gone for 5 years.
Oh, my gosh. So,
that
anyway,
time.
Or was it 6 years?
How old is Richard?
I think it's, well, that's Jason.
Sorry, Jason.
Jason
me.
Lane. Outfielder for the 2005.
This is my favorite
National
outfielder.
Houston Astros. So anyway,
it's gonna be Jason Lee.
Look, guys, this is a very loose podcast. We just watched this. It's late. I got to post this tonight. We're gonna go on some tangents. We're not gonna cut any of them out. So just deal with us. So they're on Argo, and Erica Durance is there.
Yeah,
she's Allura. I was wondering because Bitsy Tulloch posted a picture of her and Erica Durance from behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, cool, the Loises, right? But of course, she's not Lois here. She's Allura.
Yeah.
The recast Allura, I might add.
Yes, that's correct.
And,
so what happened to the first one?
What do you mean? That was, she moved to D.C.
That's right.
See, these are the end jokes. Yes, the actress, what was her name?
I can't remember.
It was like Bernatelli or something.
The Huntress. The Huntress.
Yeah, so that actress, she was in Law & Order SVU, and she moved to D.C. and was in joke
Who's
about
in
that.
D.C.?
Who's in D.C.? so anyway, so here's the thing. Like, I haven't all watched, I'm not all up to speed on Supergirl, right? Mm-hmm. Definitely, I've watched all the Lex Luthor episodes.
Okay.
Right? So I'm kind of like, I kind of know what's going on, but I kind of don't, and this was the Supergirl episode, but anyway, all this stuff, the DEO, I was like, all right, whatever. Like, this is just filler, I thought, right? But the Argo stuff was intense, because, okay, it's, you know, what do we always say about Superman when we were talking about Supergirl when it first came out? Like, what has he been doing?
Yeah.
Because he hasn't fought Bizarro.
Correct.
He doesn't know what Red Kryptonite is, right? All these things that Supergirl's encountering for the first time.
Yeah.
But apparently Lois Lane, she's making fun of him because he's having trouble changing diapers. Like, Superman, who fought Doomsday and defeated Lex Luthor. I'm like, oh, so this is what he's been doing, right? Anyway.
Yeah, I mean that's enough, right?
I guess so. But, you know, he's a typical dad, that's having trouble changing a diaper.
Dads can't do stuff. Yeah, that's funny.
And he has no powers on Kandor either. So he's like, hey, I have no powers.
Yeah.
So they're hanging out in something that looks like a San Francisco loft, I thought.
Likely.
Like, I understand, like, they're on an alien planet in theory. But it was just the disconnect there was, like, they could have just been in a loft in Metropolis.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like they're on an alien planet. But crisis is coming. Right?
That's right.
The red skies are coming, and Allura comes and rushes them to an escape pod.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same escape pod that Kara and Kal-El had used earlier, and when they were kids, when Krypton exploded, and I guess there's only one, though.
That's right.
So we get our, if you've seen the Jor-El and Lara speech to Kal-El in Superman the movie, that's what Lois and Superman tell Kal-El here.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, I know what that is!
You mean Jonathan.
Whatever. And so they launch him, and then that Earth gets destroyed, and I'm like, so it's like, oh, this is supposed to be a big moment, right? Because you just saw these other Earths get destroyed.
Yes.
Because what the analog for this is in Crisis, and I did not get a chance to re-rate Crisis on Infinite Earths before this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and do it between parts 3 and 4 when we have a month off.
Okay.
And it's at the beginning of Crisis on Infinite Earths, or one of the beginning scenes, is Lex Luthor and his wife Lois Lane on Earth 3, right? Sending Alexander Luthor into,
correct,
you know, to an escape pod to survive. And I guess that's what they're going for here, I thought.
I think that was the nod that they're trying to go for, because that's going to be another interesting thing to kind of keep an eye on as we move through this series, is what they use from the comic and what they don't, because I'm assuming that this is going to be a very loose interpretation of that actual event.
Yeah, because they have to pay off their own stories they're telling.
Correct.
And then, hey guys, remember this from the comics? Like, there's some things that are more like the comics as
you get
further in, but for the most part, it just kind of references and very overall, you know, skeletally,
correct,
the same as the story from the comics. But then that Earth gets destroyed, and that was a sad thing. I remember, I felt more sadness in the comic book, because looking at this, I'm like, well, I know that they're not dead. Like, I know, I've seen trailers for weeks with Tyler Hoechlin's Superman and Betsy Tillich Lois Lane. And I was like, well, what are they going to do here? This is weird. Like, were they going to reveal this was an alternate Earth? Like, I didn't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
But then they just pop up later and they're fine.
Yeah.
Because the monitor saved them at the last minute.
Yep.
Like, all right. And then Lila starts popping around.
It's so
funny. You know, when Arrow first started, and did she pop in season one or she season two?
I think she was season two.
Because
there's a whole Diggle-centric episode in season two where they, like, go...
The flashbacks, but I don't...
Yeah.
I can't... Because I know he was in love with his brother's
correct
wife.
Yeah.
In season one.
Yep. Carly Diggle.
Taking Carly to the Big Belly Burger, right? That was Diggle's subplot in season one of Arrow. But, man, now I feel dumb. I can't remember if she was in season one or two. This is harder than we think. You see, we've criticized other people on microphone for getting this stuff, but here we are. Harder when you're on the show than sitting home watching Jeopardy. Let me tell you, folks.
It's true.
When, you can see, Arrow would introduce these people like Ray Palmer's wife. What's her name?
Oh, Jean Loring.
Yeah, and she was
the lawyer.
She was the lawyer for the Queen family in the early seasons of Arrow, and she actually continued to be for several seasons.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. The name's not going to correlate, obviously, but that's cool. And then they have Lila.
Lila Michaels, yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's the Harbinger's name. What a nice nod.
Well, also like her codename or like call sign or whatever was Harbinger also.
Yeah.
They kind of dropped that in there. And it was just like, oh, okay, that's neat. That's cool. But
now it's like, oh, it's time for the crisis. I guess we'll make her the Harbinger.
Yeah. So officially.
And she's just popping around, you know, like, it's so weird because she was like a, you know, an Argus agent.
Yeah.
You know, working for Amanda Waller.
Yeah, career military person.
And now she's like the supernatural. I mean, obviously her backstory is way different than the comic book Harbinger, who was tied to Pariah. Mm-hmm. But now Pariah's also popping in. He pops in at the end.
That's correct.
And her just popping around. It's funny because they try to make you think like they're popping all around. All these universes, heroes. I'm like, no, you're going back and forth between Earth 1
and Earth 38,
and then different cities on Earth 1.
Correct.
So, like, don't tell me this is a universe-spanning event right now.
They chose to make their stand on Earth 38.
Yeah. How'd that go for you? Right?
Not very well. So
they get to, they collect the heroes.
Ones they need.
Yeah, Batwoman.
Mm-hmm.
Superman.
Yep.
Lois Lane.
Yep.
Not Allura.
Correct.
Because Kara's like, my mom's Superman's like, I'm sorry. She's playing Lois Lane the next episode. I'm very much looking forward to okay, because from what I can tell from the trailers, right, it's Superman,
mm-hmm.
and then at least Iris, and I think that Betsy Tillick Lois Lane?
Did
she go with them to Smallville?
I think so.
So, so it's the three of them, and they're going to react to Lois Lane on Earth, Smallville, looking
correct.
Like Allura.
Yeah, they're going
to. So I hope they handle that well.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple ways they can do it. Like, they can go on all this deep gobbledygook,
mm-hmm.
or they can just make a funny one-liner about it. I'm hoping for the funny one-liner. I hope it hits. So anyway, not to mention when Brandon Routh shows up as Superman.
I know.
Which is also next week.
Yeah, really wait. Looking forward to that.
So they get there and... who else is left? Oh, they get Flash.
Yeah,
and they get he's on reconnaissance. Like what? Oh, and then and then Martian Manhunter goes to get Brainiac's ship to go save the people of Earth 38. Mm-hmm. Batwoman is not a fan of the Monitor. She like or who? No, Harbinger. She like punches her in the face.
Yeah,
and she's apparently invulnerable.
Yes,
she's like that rabbit was gonna talk, and Brainiac's like she talks to rabbits.
Yeah,
like I love Brainiac. Like thank you. Someone has. Yeah. Some commentary on these ridiculous situations.
Yeah. And then also don't forget, like, you know, the Oliver and Mia are collected
as well. Oliver and
Mia.
Yeah. Setting up that Arrow spinoff.
Yeah.
So they're on Leon U. Mm-hmm. You know, do you ever find out who's in those four graves on Leon U? There's four graves, right?
There are four.
And it's Shadow.
Yes. Yao-Fei.
Yao-Fei.
Robert
Queen.
I can't remember who the fourth is. Oh, wait. It's that other chick from when he went back. The Russian chick. That's who it is. I don't even know her name, unfortunately.
That's terrible. Yeah.
But yeah, that's who it is.
Whatever happened to Shadow's twin sister?
I don't know.
See, again, Oliver, you just found Shadow's twin sister, introduced her to Slade.
Yeah, I know, right?
Solved all that. Where's Manu Bennett in this? Oh, man. That's a good question. Anyway. So yeah, they're at the four graves, and he's like, I need to tell you my life story. Okay, it's fine.
That part was taken from the previous episode of Arrow, because that was a longer scene.
Yeah. But then it felt like it literally felt like they just like edited it to the last microsecond in the middle of a conversation.
Yes, they did.
And
that was a good episode of Arrow, by the way.
Then Lila comes in and zaps them to wherever they need to be.
Correct.
And so they're all together, and like, I didn't know you had a daughter, Oliver.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I get that a lot. Mm-hmm. Ah, it's funny because your daughter's like your same age and stuff. So anyway, they're all there, and then they have the meeting of like Lila's explaining to them that
what's going on. Yeah, they're at the DEO.
What's going on? You got her exposition at the DEO, and like, well, Brainiac's gonna do this, and I'm gonna go talk to Lena Luthor, and she's gonna do that, and there's all this drama. Like, if you don't know what's going on with Supergirl, you're like, I don't know what's going on. Because it's Alex, you know, Supergirl's sister, she goes to talk to Lena, and there's all this drama between
them. There's drama, yeah, because spoilers, you know, Lena knows that Kara is Supergirl.
And she's mad that nobody told her.
Correct, because everybody knew and then kept it from her.
Everybody knew.
Yeah, exactly. But that was, like, you know, again, like, brilliant from Lex Luthor in the last in the previous season finale, when like that was his last thing that he showed her, was that like it was like he had like the proof that he's like, everybody knows. It was so good.
John Cryer, I cannot wait for him to come back. He's so good. It's like, I love the scene. So there's all these tag scenes, I guess we can mention real quick. They've been leading up to this, and because I've, you know, even though I haven't been keeping up with all the shows, I've been keeping up with the tag scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had one with the monitor. He goes and talks to John Jones.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, John, I'm going to need someone of your skill. Mm-hmm. You know, so and then it was interesting because they bring in, as we always joke about, these family members and stuff.
Yes.
So John Jones's brother is Phil LaMarr.
Correct.
The Green Lantern.
Uh-huh.
From Justice League Unlimited. And he's like, you know how to brother, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But then the monitor's reasoning is, oh, you was always tied back by your past, but now that that's been removed, you feel no longer guilt about that or something. So now you can be the hero that you can reach your full potential. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then he goes to his, you know, portal in the sky, wherever the monitor hangs out. And Lex Luthor's there, like, playing chess with himself. And
yeah.
It's a real good scene because he's like, Lex Luthor, I need you to be the hero you've always longed to be, which is true.
That's
and
correct.
Lex is like, well, I've always been the hero. I'm like, oh, man, as much as I complain about these shows, they understand certain parts of characters.
That's correct.
Really, like, so I really love John Cryer, Lex Luthor. He's second only to Rosamund. I can't wait to see what he has because he's going to play a big part here coming up. And, so we're assembling all these heroes, you know, Alex and Lana, they meet up, and Lana has to use some technology to create a portal to send a bunch of spaceships.
Yes, from Earth evacuation
to
ships.
Earth 1, yeah. And so I'm like, they're evacuating the entire planet?
That was the plan, at least.
Yeah. And they got about, I think the monitor says at the end, they got about 3.5 billion out of, you know, 8, which is, hey, a little less than half, but.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they make a point that John Jones, he's like, or Hank Henshaw. What do they call him these days?
John.
So confusing. But he makes a point like, hey, oh, there's all these aliens that are on Earth, and then, you know, they can take people.
They can
take people. I'm like, oh, because where's this fleet of ships going to go?
That's correct.
I know, I really didn't feel the apocalyptic stakes here.
Not yet.
We had, what was the girl, the new superhero on Supergirl with the dream?
Dreamer,
yeah. She's running around. And then Jimmy Olsen's sister saves somebody from
with
some
shield,
rubble with
her
shield.
Yeah,
Jimmy left it to me.
Yeah, because Jimmy is gonna be the editor of some paper in like the town he grew up in or something.
Well, let me tell you,
crap.
Man, Jimmy Olsen is now destroyed.
That's correct. He's gone.
He's gone. Right?
Now to quote John Diggle from season one of Arrow, well, that boy's gone, man.
Yeah. All right. So Earth 38. We don't know who exactly survived and who didn't. Like Eliza Danvers, where is she? Right? Where is Helen Slater? Where she could have been?
I know.
She could have been three characters.
I know. I know.
She's not in crisis. So, anyway, Earth 38. I mean, I don't know. I was a little behind on what Lena Luthor had been doing on Supergirl, but basically my understanding was okay. She had the technology to create the portal.
Yes.
Right, which all the spaceships could fly through. Because I mean, where are you going to go? Because it's not just Earth being destroyed; it's like the whole universe. So, Universe 38 is gone.
Yes.
Now. And so they regroup on Earth 1 at the end, but throughout all this they have their stronghold on Earth 38.
Yeah, like they had these I guess the anti-monitor towers pop up.
Yeah, that's something from the comics. Remember that. Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that was kind of like holding off the red skies
and holding off
explained.
The
and the
shadow demons,
something like that. Yeah. Cuz we can't use parademons.
Yeah. And they're all, it's funny to see these heroes fight these supernatural alien
beings,
creatures.
Yeah.
It's like Batwoman can kick them and they disappear, and Oliver shoots them with an arrow, and then the
Atom can supercharge a batarang for Batwoman.
Oh, my other favorite characters in this are
the Legends,
Ray Palmer and Sarah Lance as usual, because they're in some bar trying to win bar trivia, and like, what was Janis Joplin's last song?
Yeah,
and like, oh, I know this one. And they get it wrong because they went back in time
and
they
changed
history.
Yeah.
And Ray Palmer's like, oh, so like they wrote a song about me because it was pretty funny.
That was funny.
I love those guys.
And the guy that was doing the trivia for them was Griffin Newman, who plays Arthur on The Tick, which I was like, this is amazing. I got to meet Griffin Newman. We had a very lengthy discussion at Comic Palooza last summer. He and I did, so that was pretty cool.
That's cool. Now, he's in the new Tick or the old Tick?
The new one.
Okay, with Darth Maul.
Yeah.
The voice of Darth Maul is the Tick.
Yeah, the one on Amazon Prime.
Peter Sarah Ferowitz.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's a big guy, too.
So there is a subplot here, which is like a waste of time. Like, although it had some of my favorite characters in it, I was like, why is this a plot? So the pod that Lois and Kal-El and Allura sent
yes.
Little Jonathan Kent in mm-hmm. towards Earth, got sucked into a wormhole, as every freaking Kryptonian pod that leaves
yep.
Krypton is prone to do. It gets sucked into a wormhole to Earth 16
yeah.
in the year 2046.
Yes. This is the part that didn't really make sense.
It made no sense to me because they're like, oh, well, I think we've been there before. And the legends are like, oh, so we travel across universes and time travel, right? And I'm like, all right. And then I'm thinking, like, okay, this is Legend Season 1.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Batman Beyond episode of Legend yeah. Season 1, where they go in the future. And a huge opportunity they missed, and I understand there's all this behind-the-scenes reasoning, but Oliver fights one of Slade's sons.
Yes.
When he should have fought real Slade, and then he could have, like, a past, present, future mm-hmm. fights of Oliver and Slade. Anyway, all that to say, it was a really cool episode.
Yes.
And we had Connor Hawk,
yes. you know,
John Diggle's son, in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Barry screwed it up with Flashpoint.
Maybe yes,
he erased
his
existence, right?
Yes, he did.
But...
Maybe, you know what? Maybe that's the explanation.
Yeah, that's it. For anything, Barry did it. Flashpoint. Yeah. All right. Speed Force. I don't even got to explain.
Yeah, that's correct.
So
I ain't got to explain a damn thing to you.
So they go on this side quest. I'm like, this is. So I don't know. This I don't see. This is why I just I feel lukewarm about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's like immediate knee jerk reaction. Yeah, I didn't like it. That's my immediate knee jerk reaction.
Okay.
I think it's gonna be all these different pieces going around like this. Like we had this side quest where Sarah and Brainiac mm-hmm. and Lois go to find little Jonathan.
Yes.
And they go to Star City, and he's in the Arrow Bunker.
Yeah.
Brainiac is able to determine where he went.
Yeah.
So...
we get to have a conversation with Old Man Ollie.
Old Man Oliver. Okay, so here's the problem, right? Old Man Oliver. It's like, oh yeah, this is Old Man Oliver from the future episode.
Correct.
And he looks way younger than he should.
Yeah.
2046. Okay, I know it's 2020 now.
Mm-hmm.
It's still 25 years from now. And
that's
they put
correct.
Like just a little bit of like old man makeup on Oliver. I'm like, guys.
On the first close up they did with him, it looked like it. But then after that, it was just like, nah. Like,
well, we have a fight between. I was very confused because, like, you know, the Green Arrow comes out and I'm like, oh, it's going to be Connor Hawk.
Yeah.
Great. And then it's like, oh, and Sarah's like, Oliver? And it's Oliver. And there's yeah. a little fight between Sarah and that Green Arrow. And this doesn't track either.
Correct.
Right? Because I've just thought about this now, all right? Because remember in the Star City 2046 episode mm-hmm. of Legends Season... oh, I can't believe I remember that.
Yeah.
The episode of Legends Season 1, Legends of Tomorrow. They go there, and Sarah comes back, and she talks to old Oliver. He's like, oh, everybody left. You left. He's like, oh, I went off with the Legends. He's like, yeah, you never came back, right?
Yeah.
So that meant that she did come back from Leon Yu.
Correct.
Was Black Canary.
That
did
is
all
correct.
Those things. But in this alternate universe... she never came back from Leon Yu. He's like, oh, I wanted to tell you for coming on the Gambit.
Yeah.
And I think this existed to kind of tie up Oliver and Sarah.
Yes.
Because we'll get to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But
Flashpoint.
It was a nice... Flash, get out of here with your Flashpoint. I mean, it was a nice moment, but I'm like, I don't understand who these characters are or where this is, so
yeah.
I have no emotional investment. Like, had it been the old man Oliver from that universe, I would have been like, mm-hmm. oh, I know this guy. But
yeah.
he looked nothing like him.
I agree.
So, like, all you got to do is give Stephen Amell the gray hair,
yeah.
the full beard with the gray hair, older makeup, and the robotic arm, which I don't think he had in this.
He did have the robotic
he
arm.
He did?
Yes.
Couldn't even tell.
I know.
And so, yeah, so he had found Jonathan Cannon.
Saved him. Yeah.
Saved him. So, good for you, Oliver.
That's correct. You're a good
man, but
then
why is there a bunker? Like, I, you know, like, I
don't know.
Like, this is a guy who never had a Team Arrow, it looks like.
It seems that way.
And it's like, man, could we just brought him with us? Like, that's
yeah, I know.
Could have
right?
used him at the end. I
yeah.
always think about that, you know, like in Smallville, like in Kent, right? Clark's like going to hug Jonathan. It's
yeah.
like one of the best scenes of the show.
Correct.
Like, man, you just could have taken him with you. To,
yeah,
to
I know.
Back to Earth, whatever the Earth that is. We'll find out. But
we'll find out next time.
I know, next time on Crisis on Infinite Earth. So, I guess we're talking all around here. Hopefully, this makes some sense, but. I had some continuity problems with, hey, here's a rant, Earth 16, they're
yeah.
calling it. I guess they call that because maybe that episode came out in 2016.
Yes.
You know, much like Titans came out in 2009, that's why it's Earth 9.
God's sake. Did they have 9 episodes in their first season?
Maybe. But we got Al Richardson, we got Aquaman and Smallville.
That's right.
Stock footage, right? Jason Todd Robin, watching some explosion.
Yep.
So... yeah, so this little subplot only exists to, well, I guess they had to do it that way so little Jonathan Kent wouldn't get destroyed by the red
correct.
Matter. But there's a thousand other ways they could have done that.
Yeah, they're not killing that baby on this
thing. No, because everything here, all the children here are for spinoffs.
Yes.
We have Jonathan Kent for Superman and Lois.
Yes.
We have Mia for Green Arrow and the Canaries.
Yeah.
Right?
Mia and William. William's going to be there.
Where's William?
And Connor Hawke will be there as well.
Okay. Well, great. Can we deal with the shows we have now and not these future shows? You know, anyway.
Hey, we can wait. We can get the future shows when it's time for them.
Well, I'm just now we're literally destroying Earth now. Earth 2 got destroyed. In
yes.
Earth 38 just got destroyed.
Correct.
So are they really going to meld all these Earths together?
I don't know.
Because they're certainly not going to meld the Kingdom Come Earth and the Smallville Earth.
That's correct.
Earth 1, so, I mean, who knows? And then who knows what Earth Huntress is on?
Yeah.
Earth 20? Because they came out in 2002?
Yeah.
My theory right now is Smallville is Earth 21.
Okay.
Because you just take out the
middle
zeros.
Yes. Yes, I understand your logic.
But then her Birds of Prey would be Earth 22.
That's correct.
But then, see, my other theory was the Smallville Earth 2 with Earth 20. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I know, right?
I need a chart. I need Grant Morrison to write another multiverse chart.
We need to, like, have one of those, like, conspiracy theorists, like, you know, like, yarn.
Always funny. Like, always sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we need one of those.
This is Clark Morrison. Anyway, so
the guys figure out the multiverse.
Very good. So, I don't know. This is all fine, but I should have known it was leading towards Oliver Queen's death.
Well, yeah.
Again, I didn't realize they were going to kill. I didn't realize they were going to kill him off in the first episode of Crisis.
Me either.
Because he's been so heavily promoted.
Correct.
And all this stuff. I'm like, all right. And then you think about it, like, I thought we were seeing some clips of the final battle.
Yeah.
Clearly, we weren't seeing anything.
No.
So Stephen Amell, pour one out for him, right?
I know, right?
But see, there's a thing.
But the thing is, there's two more Arrow episodes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So. That's the problem. That's the problem with these high stakes, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, I know there's a Superman and Lois show coming.
That's correct.
I know there's a Black Panther 2 coming. Surely they're not going to kill him anymore, right? Oh, look. Look, they just killed Spider-Man and Black Panther and Falcon and Winter Soldier. I guess they're all dead.
Yeah, I know. It was like, but there's supposed to be Spider-Man Far From Home coming out.
Yeah, and Far From Home coming out. Yeah,
yeah. I know, right?
So... This is both the Infinity War and Endgame for the DC TV universe.
Yes.
And I guess I finally feel like those people who had skipped a few Marvel movies and just came into Endgame.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on here? So, I don't know, man. Oliver Queen's death. Because everybody else is, like, they're fighting they're on Earth 38. They're trying to evacuate the Earth. The monitor shows up. He's like, Oliver, it's time.
Yeah.
And he's like, every last citizen off Sokovia.
Yeah.
And the monitor's like, no. He's like, well, it's not time yet. And he's shooting arrows. I'm like, this guy's going to run out of arrows sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
They did. I know, right?
So he drops his bow. By the way, that's not before he gave his daughter a costume.
Correct.
For the sequel show.
Yes.
For the spinoff show. And then he's like, I'm going to fight to the last man. You know, actually, it does remind me. You know what I thought about this in Smallville Season 9, Pandora?
Mm-hmm.
Green Arrow is fighting off all the Kandorians.
Yeah.
The last arrow. That was way more badass. That was very Zack Snyder inspired. You know?
Are you sure? Are you sure?
We'll find out in a few years on the podcast. But because they don't show Oliver doing anything. He drops his arrow. He drops his thing and he runs towards the Shadow Thieves or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monitor gets hit by one of these guys and he's kind of messed up too.
No, I think Oliver... Did he hit him with an arrow?
Okay, I was going to ask you. All right, because we just watched this. We haven't talked about it. Like,
yeah.
Did Oliver shoot the
monitor? I think he did.
Because he was going to make him leave?
Yes.
Okay. And apparently, so he runs over there, and then we go to commercial, and I'm like, oh, is this going to be the end of the episode?
Yeah.
But no, we come back, and we're back on Earth 1, the stronghold there.
Because
Earth 38's gone, and the monitor brings in Oliver in. He's all burned up and beat up. And he's like, he fought for the last second and breath of life, and... Billions of lives were saved from his actions today. Songs will be sung about his death. but Oliver tells Barry and Kara, like, I sacrificed myself for you, so be the heroes. But earlier in the episode, you know, Barry tells Oliver, yeah, the monitor showed up and he showed me that I'm going to have to die.
And then Oliver's just like, nah, time out.
He's like, well, we need to talk now. I'm like, the monitor's like on call for Oliver.
That's right.
But I like what the monitor says. Like, that's a very different crisis, Oliver.
Yep.
Sure, that was last year, bro.
Uh-huh.
That was Elseworlds, all right? That doesn't carry over to here.
That's correct.
So, yeah, Oliver had to die now, but that doesn't mean Flash and Supergirl are going to die. Luckily, we have all kinds of Flashes that could die.
Yeah,
and we only one Supergirl, though.
Yeah.
we only have no Helen Slater in sight, so there's only
that's
one
correct.
Supergirl. So
no Laura Vandervoort either.
No Laura Vandervoort either. Yeah, allegedly. Maybe she'll pop up at the end. That'd be great.
That would be great.
That'd be my favorite moment of Crisis.
Because she's my new favorite.
So, same. So he tells, you know, them that it's like this really long drawn out, like, hey, find your, he goes, tells me, find your mother.
And here's the,
find William, I mean.
And here's the disappointing thing. If this is the Oliver Queen death scene, right, like, then that was incredibly underwhelming.
Thank you. And that's why I'm like, that's the emotional beat they leave us on. That's it.
Like, for this guy, this character that started all of this stuff, right, if that cannot be the final thing, right?
That's why I was underwhelmed. That's why I was saying, like, you know, I get you're criticizing me for saying Smallville, Oliver Queen, and the Kandarians, right? But, like, at least I saw, like, a cloud of things coming out. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I
get what you're saying.
It was a red sky in that episode, too.
Yeah, it was.
So that's why that mind.
Smallville did it first!
But I want to see him, I don't know. Like,
I think,
to kill off, like, closing off a character story by killing him off is very lazy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always like, hey, guys, he's dead. Wasn't that drama? I'm like, not necessarily. Not if you do it poorly.
Yeah, no,
see,
I agree.
Captain Kirk, Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. Lots of people. Lots of things.
But yeah, so, to your point, the guy who started this whole thing off, he died.
Yeah, that needs way more fanfare and way more. Like, because basically what that was the equivalent of, like, of, you know, for people who've, you know, seen all the MCU, that was the equivalent of Black Widow's death. Like, no fanfare, no ceremony, nothing.
Yeah, guess what? Black Widow movie coming out next year.
Yeah, I know. and you're for wondering why people aren't, like, super excited about that. That's why.
I saw a great video online. This YouTuber, he's called The Critical Drinker. He's very amusing.
Okay.
His style might not be for everyone, but I find it very amusing. He's a Scottish guy. Okay. He's like, oh, the Black Widow. Anyway, the title of the video is Right Movie, Wrong Time.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
And he explains, like,
we are on the record. We wanted this movie 10 years ago.
Well, and he explains, like, this movie actually takes place between Civil War and Infinity War. And basically, this guy's point was, well, yeah, that's when it should have come out.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, yeah, so Oliver Queen, I guess, there I was, look how high the stakes are. I'm like, you know, actually,
not really. We have two more Arrow episodes. All right, so come on.
And then you're telling me he's not going to have a final scene with Diggle and, you know, all that. Felicity's in the series finale of Arrow. He's totally coming back.
Yeah.
So what they'll do, and this is what they're going to do.
Okay. Right.
They're going to do for Oliver Queen and Felicity what they did for Superman and Lois in the comic book.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to live in a pocket dimension.
That's obvious.
Happily ever after with, you know, maybe William will go with them. I don't know if William's in the spinoff.
I think he's going to be, because he's the tech guy.
Yeah.
He's the man in the chair. He's the guy in the chair.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what they're going to do. So Stephen Amell's off the board now.
For now.
So I'm like, oh, good. They get plenty of time for Brandon Routh, the Superman,
yeah,
and Tom Welling, and all these other guest characters. I'm very excited to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's another reason why I'm not, I mean, just to be completely honest, like, I was so hyped to see all these other Earths.
Yes.
Because that's Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yes.
And they start off strong. Like, here's a bunch of Earths you've never seen, maybe have seen.
Yeah.
They're all gone. Okay, good. I respect that. And then the rest of this episode is Earth 1, Earth 38.
Yes.
Earth 1, Earth 38.
And the thing is, like, I kind of expected this because they're still gonna use their format, right? They're still gonna, you know, use their playbook.
Their characters are their focus.
And yes,
that's what we always forget, because we get so hyped about John Wesley Shipp as the Flash.
Yeah,
and he's like in there for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
but you guys, that's what we want. Like, I had 22 episodes a season of these people.
Yeah,
give us a little time for these guest stars from shows and movies past. That's my point. And it looks like we're getting out the Brandon Routh Superman.
That's correct. But again, that's why, like, I'm not. Like, 100%, like, you know, like, oh, man, like you know, this is disappointing, like, yet. Like, if it continues on this track, then this entire event will have been a waste, right?
What track?
Like, of it being just kind of meh for, like, an episode, right?
Well, there was a lot of, I guess, exposition.
Yeah.
They had to get up.
Like, as I said, you know, at the beginning of this, there was a lot they had to get through, and there's a lot they have to kind of convey, and there's a lot they had to set up in this first episode. So we'll see what it's really like, you know, in the next episode, in the next two episodes especially. In particular, what they do in 3, because 3 is obviously going to be the cliffhanger.
Well, I don't care about 3, because episode 2 has Tom Welling.
That's right.
Erica Durant.
That's right.
Brandon Routh and Conroy. My youth, my childhood.
Yeah.
it's in the Batwoman episode.
Yeah.
So, Christ on Infinite Earths Part 2. Yeah, I'm just being honest with y'all. I was kind of underwhelmed this time. Like, I don't know what I was looking for, but it's just by the numbers.
Yeah. But the thing is, I expected that. No, so like, but like what they do going forward, because they've set the thing, they've set it up now. So now
they've destroyed Earth 38. That's pretty big.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. So let's see how they what happens when we move forward.
By the way, we finally know that Black Lightning is not on Earth 38.
That's correct.
But there was talk about that.
I know, there was.
Well, they mentioned Supergirl that time on Black Lightning. So we're gonna find out what episode he's in. I think he's episode 3. I think he's in the Flash episode.
He is.
So yeah, of course I'm looking forward to the rest of this. Definitely tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, hey, guys, it's our one Tom Welling scene, right? I mean, people just need to calm down. Like,
yep.
And even if it was only one scene, people need to calm down. But it's not going to just be one scene, all right?
Yeah.
He's going to come back and not just be in that one scene.
Yeah.
And guess what? You're like, we've only seen pictures of him on the farm. Okay, how many pictures of Huntress have you seen? How many pictures?
That would be zero.
How many pictures of John Wesley Shipp have you seen? You see a clip of him in a trailer so far.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, remember, as we were just talking about, these are the guest stars.
Yes.
They're going to get featured in certain scenes. Up until like 2 days ago, how much Kevin Conroy's Batman did you see? Right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're not going to, you know, give away the farm, no pun intended, by showing you more than Tom Welling there on the farm.
Again, that's why I'm waiting to. You know, you like for my judgment, right?
Yeah, and it depends on how they handle
withholding
it.
Yeah,
and clearly, people, oh, just a cameo. I'm like, no, because what a cameo is Burt Ward and Robert Wool.
Yes,
we have Tom Welling and Erica Durance have a real scene between Tyler Hoechlin, you know, and all that stuff. So we're gonna get all that next time. So I mean, we're not gonna rate these episodes or anything,
nope.
But Lance says no, Amelia. But I'm gonna say I was a little disappointed, but Lance had his expectations met. And it just kind of an average episode, but you think an appropriate start to the event.
I think so. And it's what I expected.
I guess because it doesn't, I know they're going to restore all this stuff.
No,
it's
I agree.
It's the same feeling at the end of Infinity War. I'm like, all right, I loved it, but this is not as high stakes as you thought it was.
Correct. And the thing for me is just like, I understand what I'm getting with these shows, and especially like, cause I watch more of them than you do.
Yes.
Right. So I know what I'm getting, and I kind of know their playbook at this point. So I'm waiting to the end, but, you know, and I'm withholding my judgment until the end.
Well, there you go. Well, that's the end of this conversation.
Indeed.
Can't believe they kill Oliver Queen.
I know, right?
Oh, Pariah shows up.
Yeah.
And he's like, Bear's like, Nash? No.
Yeah.
I'm a pariah.
Bum, bum, bum.
And that ties in the other scene at the end of The Flash from the other day.
Yeah.
When, okay, explain quickly what his character was doing in that scene.
He was looking for what he thinks is the monitor, but
he found the anti-monitor.
Correct.
Which is a very different origin of Pariah.
Yes.
Because he was the guy that like kind of set off the crisis.
Yes, because he was a scientist who
wanted to see the beginning of time.
Correct.
You're not supposed to look at that.
Correct.
Yeah. Don't look, Marion.
As we established in Justice League Unlimited when the Once in Future Thing episode.
Right. Very good. So he.
But Nash Wells was like a multiversal explorer.
Yeah.
Or some crap that they do with Wells ever since season one, like. Because they know that, because the thing is, they know they screwed up. That's the thing. And they're just like, crap. Like, you know, he is so good in this show, we have to keep him on. We have to find a way to keep him around.
The only character and actor that has ever worked with in history television is John Glover's Lionel Luthor. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the diminishing returns have set in with Wells.
Yes.
I'll see Siler on Heroes.
Uh-huh.
He's so popular, we're going to keep him around.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's like we like a certain version.
That's correct.
And a certain story. And now it's just comical at this point.
Oh, yeah. And it's always refreshing when he goes back to being, you know, like, you know, a reverse
Don
Flash.
Wells. Yeah, that's like Christ on Earth X is probably my favorite crossover.
Yeah.
Because he fought Superman once in the future.
Yeah.
I'm faster.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if Reverse Flash is going to pop up in this.
That'd be great if
he
did.
Or at least the original Reverse Flash, the guy from Zorro.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Matt Lesher.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The guy from Zorro. Guy from Mask of Zorro.
Yep.
So.
He's also in some like funny, weird movie on like Netflix where he's like a teacher. It's pretty good.
Well, and Guggenheim has been talking about, hey, there's a lot of stuff you guys don't know about yet. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure there is. Because basically we saw about 60% of all the trailers in
That's
tonight's
correct.
Episode.
Yeah. That's done by design.
So I'm looking forward to next week. They didn't show any Smallville next week.
You mean tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. God. We'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. In the trailer, they show Tyler Hoechlin meeting Brandon Routh. He's like, "Oh, nice glasses. Oh, thank you.
Thank you."
Yeah, I love that.
See, that stuff is great.
One final word I'll say. You know, I think I said, like, I want to see Lois and Clark of the Daily Planet, Day in the Life in 2019, right?
Yeah.
But we wouldn't recognize that Clark.
That's correct.
As a Smallville fan, we recognize Clark in the flannel on the farm.
That's right.
So say what you will. I mean, guys, just appreciate what we're getting. Saying the person who didn't like this episode as much, just appreciate what you're getting. You know, with
you have to curb your expectation for what you know is happening. Right. Right? You have to see what you have in front of you, and you have to curb your expectation to meet that.
Mm-hmm. But don't lower your expectation.
Curb it. You have to curb it. You look at some AAA team isn't going to win the World Series, yeah. Right?
What are you trying to say about this universe?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, that's an example of curbing your expectation.
Yeah. So, no, it's, they used the Danny Elfman theme for a few seconds. That was
cool. They did?
I really, you know, I'm most surprised I like Brainiac so much.
He's a fun character. He's a funny
character. Because he has a voice.
Yeah.
Somebody in these big team ups, everyone's like, okay, you know, everybody's so generic and like they have to get simplified for all this.
They do. They have to.
So I like how he was a little quirky, has a voice. So it'll be more adventures to come in the multiverse. But Lance, if people are going to find you out there on the internet between tonight and tomorrow night, where can they find you?
They can find me at Sir Lance Laster on my social medias.
As for me, you can find me personally on Twitter at MoronZach. That's MoreOnZach. You can find us, the podcast, on Twitter at Always Smallville with one S. You can find us on Facebook at Always Along the Smallville. You can send us an email at alwaysmallville@gmail.com, once again with one S. That's going to do it for our Crisis special number one. We'll be back for part two of Crisis on Infinite Earths. But until then, always hold on
to Crisis.